to put this all in perspective, I think you were just destined to be a big lesbian.
The universe really helping me out.
Get yourself
there.
A girl that we happily carry, and then look, there you go, you're a mum. Ta-da.
Queers, queens, and in-betweens, hello and welcome to Same Sex, Same Shit. I'm Rochelle, and some weeks I'm joined by my incredible fiancé, Maddie, and other weeks I'm joined by powerhouse queer guests. Now, we love to chat all things lesbian, and each week we're going to be sharing that us queers do the same shit as everyone else, but better. Maddie, hello, welcome to this week's episode.
Hello, thank you for having me.
How are you feeling, pregnant?
I'm good. Now that I'm not coughing my lungs up, 3-week cough that was, which was fun. I pissed my pants several times a day. But now that I've stopped peeing myself and stopped coughing, I'm back on track.
Amazing to hear. I'm glad you're doing better and you've stopped wetting yourself. If you don't know our story or this is the first time that you're listening, Maddie and I are engaged. We've got a daughter. Maddie carried and was my embryo, and Maddie is now 33 weeks pregnant with our second bub, her embryo. We do want 3 kids. We have had those discussions around who's going to potentially carry the third. This week, I'm going to be talking all about why I don't want to carry, my lack of desire to carry, my decision-making process through that. So if you are going through a fertility journey, this episode may not be for you. I just want to preface that. We are going to be talking about, as I said, a lot of those things about not wanting to be pregnant. And so I really want to take a moment. This might be a sensitive topic for you. So please, please, please don't feel like you need to listen to it. Skip and protect yourself and the journey that you're going through. But I also want to say this is my own individual thoughts. I know I'm not alone in these thoughts, but I'm not being insensitive to anyone on their own fertility journey. This is just the journey and mental kind of battle that I've been going through for a long, long, long time now. And now that we're getting to that crunchier end of starting to have discussions around a third kid. Crazy, I know, because Maddie's still pregnant, but with our second. But that's just lesbians for you. Yeah, that's what we're going to kind of talk through today. I want to make people who are maybe feeling the way I am feel less alone in that decision and that thought process. But I also just want to get my thoughts around it out. And it's kind of like a bit of a vent for me. I'm really stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I just want to share that because we're in quite a unique position being a same-sex female couple going through fertility and pregnancy and kids and family building. Maddie, it'll be a bit of me talking, but please feel free to throw any questions that you have out there, jump in at any point that you want to.
No, I'm curious as to like how this is going to pan out because we've had obviously a fair few conversations around this and the third bub, and it'd be, I think maybe the pressure of people knowing that they will listen to these conversation might tweak a little couple of things, maybe possibly.
You think I'm going to get peer pressured into carrying the third?
No, I think your thoughts might just go a bit deeper in it. I mean, it's just been between you and I basically and our bestie. So it's been quite in-house, these conversations. So the fact that it's going to be out there to the world and your thoughts are going to be expressed out there, you might dig a little deeper, I'm hoping. Anyways, we'll see how it goes.
And I like to share on this podcast the really unique situations that same-sex lesbian couples do experience in the sense of, like we spoke about the other week, family building – like we spoke about on an episode with lesbian mum friendships, like we're going to speak about today on wanting kids, not wanting to carry, potentially having that option because you've got a female partner that you don't have to carry. Very niche topics, very specific kind of things that we have to navigate as a lesbian couple. And I know that we're not alone out there. So I like to bring light to these conversations. If you try and search for an episode on Spotify of a lesbian couple talking about one of them not wanting to carry, but wanting, like, it's not out there, right? It's not out there. Anyway, so we're going to talk about it today. I suppose I'll start with maybe talking through my initial thoughts and feelings around carrying and maybe how they've evolved over time. So I've never really had the desire to carry, and I suppose now that I've brought this up with a couple more people, a lot of people come back to me and say, well, you know, like, not everyone wants to be pregnant. Like, you don't want your body to change, and you don't want that feeling of, you know, getting bigger. And I'm like, I get that, but this stems from a much deeper level. Like, I don't at all really care for a bump, and I don't know why. And it kind of confuses me, because I go on this back and forth thinking I should want this feeling. I should desire to have a bump and grow this human. And I think pregnancy and birth and the whole thing is amazing. Like, the amount of times I've said to you, Mads, like, are you seriously growing kidneys and limbs and teeth and stuff? And I look at Mac and I'm like, how the heck did you grow this thing who's now like a full-blown toddler? It absolutely baffles me and amazes me, and I love the fertility process. So I suppose I get torn about, why don't I have this desire to carry? And I wonder sometimes, is it because I have a choice of, I've got a female partner who was willing to carry, but the desire stemmed from before that. Like, I spoke to you and I didn't want to carry, even when we were talking about our family building in previous relationships. I've never wanted to be the one that carried the pregnancies, and I can't really explain what it is. I'll delve a bit deeper into the reasons why, but from a very surface level, I explained this to Maddie the other day. It's like wanting a burger and being forced to eat a salad. You're like, I just don't want to do it. Like, it doesn't make me feel good. I have no interest in it.
Where's my carbs?
Yeah. Why would I pick that option when, like, I don't want to do it?
To put this all in perspective, I think you were just destined to be a big lesbian.
The universe, I mean, really helping me out there.
Get yourself a girl that we happily carry, and then look, there you go. You're a mum. Ta-da. So no, I think it definitely does stem from before and things. I think about myself at high school, and I'm from a big family, and I've had this maternal desire so deep that I remember laying on the floor, like, meditating, trying to fall pregnant with our first, and crying about it because I wanted to be pregnant so bad. Like, I had this desire so deep that I was like, genuinely, like, I want this. I want to feel this. I want to have a bump. I want to feel the experience. I want to go through all those motions and know what it's like. And that stemmed, like, I had that desire since I can literally remember through high school. I was like, I had this family plan in my head and how soon I'll get pregnant and all these things. So it's been in my blood, I think, since day dot. And I think you just might not have had that maternal, like, I want to carry. And it's just, that's not a right or wrong thing. It's just personally, that's what you emotionally felt.
And I suppose that is the reason why I have been going through this mental battle with myself, because I'm like, I do hear of most women in your boat where they're like, I do want to be pregnant. I have a burning desire to be a mom, to carry this pregnancy, to feel the baby grow, to go through birth. And I think, why the hell don't I feel like that? Why? It's like the last thing that's on my mind. I never really cared for it. I had to put you off the IVF process. You were like, let's have a baby. And I was like, let's just wait a few months. Maybe we'll just give it another month or two. Maybe next month. Maybe we'll just have a phone call and then we'll just take it nice and slow. Even though we always kind of knew that you were going to be ideally the one to carry first if you could, I never let the thought cross my mind that you weren't going to be able to carry and that it was going to have to be me. I always assumed this role of the non-birthing partner.
But see, like, if I didn't carry and we didn't start a family and I was in the same boat as you, one of us would have been forced into kind of changing those those brain waves of the way of thinking. So because I've probably band-aided, I guess, in a way, your thoughts, and you haven't had to even consider it over the years that we've been together.
Well, that's what I was speaking about, what I mentioned at the start. Am I also in a really fortunate position where I haven't had to make that decision because I've got a partner who is carrying and I still get to have kids and not have to go through those pregnancies. Whereas if I was with a man, would that be completely different? And would I have been forced to have kind of think about these decisions and make the decision on whether I want to carry or not a lot sooner?
Yeah.
I have a huge avoidance personality. I hate thinking about things. I'm a huge underthinker. Like the least amount of thinking possible. You want to say something, don't you? I can see you itching over there.
I was like, the only thing she didn't have to think about was day to move. Quick decision there.
I just hate decision making. If I know I'm going to make it, like if I know the decision, I make it then and there. If I'm torn on it, I just put it in the too hard basket, forget about it, someone else will deal with it, or something will happen that, you know.
I'll find it later and I'll have to deal with it.
So I haven't thought about it a whole lot. Recently-ish, it's always kind of been a thing that I would be carrying the third, but Maddie has been so respectful and so caring and so gentle with the process, because you know how... I don't want to say against it. I don't want to be insensitive and say I'm against carrying, because that's not, I suppose, the right word. I just don't want to. I'll say didn't want to. Shock horror. Didn't want to. And so you've been really caring about the whole process and haven't brought it up too much. And there's little gentle nudges like, oh, Rochelle will be carrying the third. I'm not doing this again. Yada, yada, yada. And now that you're 33 weeks pregnant with our second, the conversations are coming up. We both really, really do want a third. I think that's definitely a decision that we've made. People say things might change after you have your second. Yes, absolutely. We totally get that. But we're so, so on board with the three kids train. We always have been, which has been really nice. We have one embryo left of Maddie's.
So it feels right to try for a third one, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And... the chats are now starting about me carrying the third, which has made me think, okay, so this is my thought process. I spoke about this in our gender episode a little while ago. In my family dynamic, I've got me and a younger brother. We're 5 years apart. We're now got a daughter and we're having a boy 2 years apart. I adore my brother. He's like one of the people in the world that I love and care for the most. But just being 5 years apart and being a boy and girl dynamic, we just weren't as close as I would have liked in those age groups. You know, a 10-year-old and a 15-year-old are at very different stages of life, especially a 10-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl. And so it's not until he's in his early 20s, I'm in my late 20s, we've both got a kid, that we, you know, our connection and our maturity and our relationship has gotten closer. And so, as I said at the start, this is all very, very personal to me stuff. And if you resonate with it, amazing. If you don't, obviously, absolutely fine. But I'm just discussing from my point of view. I wasn't the hugest. Is that a word?
Hugest. I'll take it.
Biggest. That's probably better. I wasn't the biggest fan of that family dynamic. So even though Maddie and I were always set on having three, even more so now, I would love to add a third child into our family dynamic, because we're now replaying that older sister, younger brother scenario. And I am not saying that our family is going to be like mine. We've got a closer age gap. But if we were to have a third, or I suppose when we do try for a third, we want them to be pretty close together. And if we have another uterus, aka mine, that hasn't had a pregnancy before, there is the option to get pregnant pretty quickly after this one's born. Potentially. I'm not saying that I can even fall pregnant, but I'm putting fertile vibes out to the universe, because Maddie said to me, don't put in fertile vibes out to the universe.
Like I said, with the first pregnancy, I was so, so lucky and grateful that I had the pregnancy journey that I did with our first one. It was smooth. There was no complications. I forgot I was pregnant. I kept up with exercise, had a bit of food aversion, but otherwise I was like, this is cool. Like, this is great. Second pregnancy, however, I had vertigo to the point of passing out. I was sick. I had food aversion. I even had food aversion like the last 2 weeks I had it. And this is third trimester, and I went through like a really sad phase as well. Like, I couldn't stop crying for like 2 weeks. So I was like, what is happening?
I think I looked at Mac at the dinner table one night and said, oh, mummy's crying again. It's okay. She'll be okay. Yeah. I'll just leave her for a minute.
Just quietly holding my burger, eating slowly and crying on it.
You know what's hilarious about you having a bit more of a tough time this pregnancy is that you're like, oh, this pregnancy is hard. I am over it. Like, I would like it to be over. I want my body back. But in the same token, I can see that you're like, no. You're trying to convince me, like, no, pregnancy is, it's good. Not trying to complain too much.
And you, like, mention, like, what if I can't fall pregnant? And, like, look in my direction, like, don't even dare. Not while I'm pregnant. Don't even hint that the third one's going to be in my uterus.
I just wanted to hear you say it, and you did. You said, Rochelle, of course I would carry if you can't. And I just wanted to hear you say it.
Well, you want more Band-Aids? Fix your thoughts for a bit?
So I suppose now that we've had more discussions, we want a third quite close. Madge, you have essentially said, which is completely understandable, if you're carrying the third, it won't be for quite a while after this second one. If for whatever reason you have to carry the third, or you end up carrying the third. But at this stage, shock horror, it's not you, it's me. And I am coming around to the idea, absolutely, especially a lot more towards the end of the pregnancy. And I can't explain it, and I can't help with too much advice, because for so long I was so down in the dumps about it, and I was so torn, and I was like almost an aversion to it. Like, you know, when someone's trying to make you do something you don't want to do, you want to do it even less. I'm just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be pregnant. I can't picture myself pregnant. And I got to avoid it for so long. And of course, I'm not being forced into it by any means. You have said that you are fully support if I don't want to be pregnant, and if that's the final decision that I make.
Yeah. And I think, like, after this pregnancy, just because mentally and physically I've been challenged a lot more this time around with this pregnancy, I think I'm sitting at the 90-10 with you. Like, there's that 10% in me that'll be like, I won't rule it out completely, but it's not desirable
for yourself.
For me, for myself. Like, I just, like, you go, we go to the gym together, and then I had to stop going to the gym because I can't go there after 15 weeks pregnant. And, like, it's the stuff that you miss that you can't do. I can't go surfing. I can't go for my kilometer jogs. I can't go to Pilates. Like, it's a big life shift. And I guess second time around, I just feel like you don't sleep as much. I got so sick as well. Like, you're not resting as much as you want to or need to. And it does, there's a lot more challenges second time around. And I just feel like I'm 80. I feel like I'm 80 trying to carry a baby, and it's been mental. Like I said, I'm still got that 10% in me as well. So I think, look, whatever the universe gives us, we'll work it out. And we're both not anti-pregnancy. I think I'm obsessed that I have a belly. Like, I look down my belly and I smile at it because I think it's incredible. And I think that there's a human that's going to be in our arms. Like, I think that's stunning. And I think it's a great, great thing to go through. And I'm excited, if you were to fall pregnant, to see you go through that. I know you don't have that maternal deepness that I originally had or still have, but it's just an overwhelming thing. Like, I saw you talking to Macklin this morning, and you said you grew whole ass ribs, like, and you're looking at her ribs and you're just impressed. But imagine that forming in your belly at the same time. It's a whole different experience, and the emotions that are involved are unreal. And but yeah, it's,
and I get that, and like I said earlier, I am so perplexed and amazed and bewildered and all of the crazy words about pregnancy and birth and fertility. I'm obsessed with the whole process and the idea behind it. Okay, so let's break down, talk through, what a good combo, some of these fears, right? So please feel free to roll your eyes at me, pregnant women that are listening, women, anyone that's listening, really. But this is a kind space, and we're being very gentle here, because Maddie rolled her eyes the first time I told her my fears as well. And I know that everyone has them. I just have that added level of, like, I don't want to carry. So then now I have to
spill your
beans. Through all this. Obviously, the body change is a huge one. I have always had issues with body image. I'm a curvy Italian girl. I do work really hard to keep and maintain my figure. I'm not someone who naturally looks toned or looks small or looks fit. If I don't go to the gym or if I'm eating really bad, I put on weight and I lose weight quite quickly. And so I've not in too many times in my life been at a kind of stature. I'm not going to say weight because I haven't weighed myself in 29 years, but my body stature, I've never really been 100% happy with, maybe once or twice in my life. And I've always kind of battled through that. So then obviously pregnancy adds that extra layer of like, I've already got a booty, I've already got thighs, I've already got hips, which is probably a perfect, what are they, like a childbearing body. But there's that I think I'll struggle to work through massively. And then when you're following up from this hot blonde who has the nicest legs, who's played sport her whole life, who's just all belly, it is difficult. And I think you're a stunning pregnant person and you look amazing and you don't even look pregnant from behind. And I just don't feel like that'll be for me. So I'm worried about that aspect of it. And you do keep reminding me like, it's only temporary, it's only temporary. And I get that. So there's that aspect of it. There's obviously the getting it from inside of me to outside of me aspect of it, which again is that added layer. I absolutely empathize that majority of women have some sort of anxiety or fear around birth in whatever form it is. But remember, I don't want to carry. So then, you know, having that added layer of being like, okay, you've got to go through the birth as well. So I suppose I'm really trying to get myself in a good mindset and a mindset where I want it before I go through all of those challenges of pregnancy and birth.
And like you said, I've always reminded you it's temporary.
Mm.
And because we're having three and signing off, it will be one and done type thing. And yeah, obviously my loving support on the sidelines with it all. And yeah, birth is scary. I don't know if anyone, I've heard my cousin out of all people, like she's the only one I ever say, she's like, I'm so excited to give birth. Like she like gets excited to do it. She wants to fall pregnant just to give birth again, I swear. But the whole pregnancy, like it's a big thing, and it being pregnant is not little. Like it is, like I've told you so many times, it is the biggest thing a woman can go through, being pregnant, and it is wild. And to have that deep emotion of not really having that desire to want to carry, plus the added on, my whole body's going to change that I work on. Like you work on your body as soon as you realize body image is a thing, and it's milked into women at such a young age as well. So it's something that you carry with you for the whole, your whole life, and something you try to work on and keep to a level that satisfies you personally and whatnot. So you know you're going to add flavors into that mix, and you're going to add flavors into your emotions, and all like your whole routine as such is going to be flipped. And it's a hard concept to wrap your head around. Like everyone, we thrive on routine, and pregnancy sure does throw a spanner in the works of that one. So I think to wrap,
it's like telling someone to run a marathon who really wants to run a marathon, and telling someone to run a marathon who does not want to run a marathon and hasn't no desire to run that marathon. I just think who's going to do better at it? Of course, because pregnancy and birth is such a mental battle as well. And so I think, of course, the person who is motivated to or wants to or sees the beauty in it or sees the enjoyment in the hard times in it, and for that personal satisfaction, is going to do better at the marathon than the person who's being
running in their Berks.
Yeah. Yeah. Running in their baggy shorts and Berks. Being told you run this marathon, even though I know you really don't want to. There's 10% of you that does want to, so just go and do it anyway.
Yeah, but how good would you feel once you got past that finish line though too? No matter what you're wearing or what shoe style you chose.
You'd probably have pretty sore feet.
Yeah, but how satisfied? Crossing that line, you're like, I fucking did it.
I don't know, because I run and I'm not a runner. I'm a gym girly. And I'm like, fuck, why did I do that? That was painful. Whereas you have so much satisfaction from a run.
Yeah, that's where I get my kicks from.
I guess let's chat through where I am at the moment. So I think that a combination of factors, seeing you pregnant.
I've sold it.
I know I'm going to be so different to you, but yeah, seeing you pregnant, how much we want a third, and how much we want a third close by, how much I've seen you go through for our family, and now, just recently, a little bit of curiosity.
Oy.
Yeah. I don't think I've told you this.
No, the carrots are dangling, my little rabbit.
A little bit of curiosity has kind of gotten me to a point where I'm absolutely entertaining the idea. I haven't even thought about anything to do with like my age or anything like that. I'm 29, so I'm absolutely not concerned about that. As I said, we have one embryo left, which is Maddie's. If that was not to take, we would have to go through a whole nother IVF round again, which considering we would ideally like them close together after you give birth, I'm assuming it's potentially me going through another IVF round, which I had no issues with. I only got one embryo out of the four eggs that I got. So I didn't have a great outcome per se with from what we expected with my IVF, but I didn't have any issues, you know, physically or mentally with it. I had quite a smooth egg retrieval and whatnot. There's money that comes into that as well. Another whole nother IVF round, another 12, 13, 14, 15 grand is quite expensive when you've already got two kids. And then there's the mental battle of quite my unique situation, which will be I will be pregnant for the first time, go as a first time pregnant girly with two kids. And I'm sure that people aren't alone in that situation. I'm absolutely sure it's happened before. But like, just picture your first pregnancy ever where you're meant to be pampered, get 10 hours of sleep every night, live your best life. That is not happening for me. I've got two toddlers running around.
You have to leave our house.
I'm screwed. So there's also that unique situation, which doesn't bother me. I just find it's going to be quite an interesting thing to experience. But I'm not fazed by that. I would love to have experienced it as a no kid type of person, like a lot of people do, that first pregnancy, but it is what it is. This is the cons of not going first.
But the countdown for the first one is silly. The pregnancy felt like it went for years because we were just like, oh, she's this size today and this size. And like we had the numbers everywhere and counting down. And like this second pregnancy has gone, just gone through like so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I felt pregnant yesterday, even though I've had my hurdles. It still feels like it's happened so rapidly as well. So I think pros and cons.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I want to discuss is the roles in our family and how they might change if I do decide to carry the third. So I love the dad role. It's a good role. I've really enjoyed supporting Maddie through the pregnancies and breastfeeding and postpartum, and then I suppose returning to work. And this is a very grateful position that I have been in. And you have sacrificed so much for our family, Mads, with obviously raising Mac and then now carrying the second pregnancy, taking on the maternity leave, returning to a different role in work. The birthing parent sacrifices so much. And I am so comfortable and I love our roles in our family and it works really well. And I guess I'm scared about how that's going to be if I was to carry the third and how that would change in our family, mentally, physically, emotionally.
Do you want my personal opinion?
Don't roast me because I don't do the washing.
No, I won't roast. I'm not...
So that's not changing.
No, I'll still do the washing. That's fine. I don't care. Washing turns me on. I just feel like the role reversal, like I get excited thinking about being the one that's caring for you because you're compromised and having the roles reverse a little in our situation because I feel like with that we're going to grow a lot as a family, as a couple. I think it will bring in a positive shift to our household just because we'll be challenged in different ways like with what we're used to and maybe get us a bit out of our stuck ways and do things differently to what we're used to and adapt to new things and learn new skills and whatnot. Like I think it'll be a positive shift, challenging at times, but I think a positive shift will come from it just because it won't be the norm. And you know, we all know change brings growth.
Change is as good as a holiday, they say.
Apparently.
Another question a question that has played on my mind a lot and is potentially playing on the listener's mind as I talk through this is, will I regret it if I don't carry the third, if I'm never pregnant, if I don't go through that kind of experience? Initially, I would have said no. I don't have a desire to carry. I don't feel like I'm going to regret it. I'm really happy with where I am. I'm happy with my decision. Now that I'm entertaining the idea more, I don't know the answer to it. I don't know if I would regret it or not, or I would, you know, wonder what if. I think everyone always wonders what if in a lot of different aspects of their life, if they choose one decision or the other. But now that I'm thinking about the idea more, I do wonder, would I regret it? And as I said, I can't answer that, but that is also a shift mentally that has taken place with me too. And I suppose
if you have that small part of you saying, I don't know if I would regret it or not, would you regret it carrying a baby? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I know what you're saying. Like, you're like, well, if there's a small little inkling of you, then what's the con of carrying?
Yeah, like there's no regret in, I think, if you were to carry, unless I took all your money and all the kids and left you with nothing.
I'm like, I shouldn't have fucking done it.
Unless I take everything, including the kids, you've got nothing to your name.
I just think there's a lot of aspects that have gone into the mental side of this, and I do sometimes feel like, why don't I want to carry, or why being a woman has this desire not been put on me like it has for so many other women, and why am I having to go through the mental battle of deciding if I want to carry a baby or not? Like, it feels unfair. I wish I just wanted to. And I don't ever want to feel like I'm forcing myself into this scenario, because it's huge. It's not a light decision. Like, do I want to take the left-hand turn or the right-hand turn? It's a massive thing to go through. And I hate that I don't know. But what I'm leaning more towards is what you said, because I'm having that idea of like, will I regret it if I don't? And this is the first time I've ever thought that the whole last few years, my whole kind of adult life, I'm like, maybe I should just do it. Maybe that's me coming around to the idea. And if I'm wondering, will I regret it now when I never was, potentially this is me coming around to it and saying, you can do this.
Just because you don't have that deep maternal vibe, it's nothing wrong in that. And I'm sure there is plenty and plenty and plenty of women out there that feel the same as you. And people fall pregnant and create a family because they want a family, not necessarily because they want to be pregnant. They want a family.
Yeah.
I'm sure majority of people out there in hetero relationships would palm it off to the husband or partner and say, you carry, you can do it too. Like, I don't want to do it, but I want a family. Like, yeah. I'm sure there is so many people, if they had the opportunity to palm it off to their partners, they fucking absolutely would. Because like I said, it's huge. And you don't have to feel a certain way for it to be normal. How you feel is normal. Like, and what, just because it's different to how I feel, it doesn't mean anything other than it's just personal preference. You love your body and you love how things are going, and you've not necessarily had to carry. Like, it's just a feeling so you've had factors. And it's just a combination of everything, and it's literally so fucking normal. And you don't need to feel a certain way to be like, okay, well, I should get pregnant because I feel this way.
Like, I just wish I had that desire and I didn't have to make this decision so tough on myself and our family. I just wish that it was like, yeah, Rochelle's going to carry the third, and that's just how it was always going to be, and everyone's on board with that decision. Like, I just wish I didn't have to put myself through this mental battle of like, no, you can do this and you want to do this, and think of all the positives that will come from it, and look at all these other women who do it so effortlessly and they don't have the choice. Like, I don't know where a lack of desire comes from, and I wish I did, but I just don't.
I think it's nothing that you need to hone in on or overthink or make a big deal out of.
I do have to think
because we don't have to think about the third right now. We don't have to make a decision to the point where you feel pressured or I feel pressured to carry the third. I think maybe our main aim is to get second by the idea, happy and healthy, and then things will happen the way they're supposed to. And I think it's emotions. You can't sit there and just like be like, I'll wait for my emotions to settle out. Like for me, in my head, I'm like, there was a point in this pregnancy where I felt so crappy that I didn't want to be pregnant. Like, and that felt so wrong, but it's such a normal process to go through for many pregnant people that go through the process. Like, it's your emotions are tampered with, even with or without a baby needs. The thought of being pregnant is enough to tamper with your emotions. Like, it's a big deal.
I'm such a now or never person though, that's all. And I said to you the other night, I'm just worried that if I leave it too long, I'll think like I'm just not going to do it. And that's another concern of mine. I'm like, okay, well, I'm open to the idea. And I guess in my mind, it's not a choice whether or not I'm carrying the third. I absolutely know that it is a choice, 100%. But maybe that's my brain's way of protecting me, saying, no, Rochelle, like, this was always the plan. Like, you were going to carry the third and you can do it and you do want this. And, like, what's so hard about it? What's so bad? Like, it's only temporary.
It's not, it is temporary, but it's like you mentioned that it, like, people go through pregnancy effortlessly. It's nobody, anyone that says it's effortless can shove it up their bum hole because that is not a thing. It's an effort. It is a huge effort.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's a big life change. It's a big body change, emotionally, mentally, physically, like routinely, like everything. It's a massive change. And it's a huge thing for your brain to be like, yeah, cool, sick. I'm going to get pregnant and change everything that I do, like in a way. Like it's not little. So
I'm trying to get past the fact that I'm like, okay, well, you have no reason why you can't be pregnant. And there's so many people out there who would want this. And I know that's stupid. Like everyone's situation is so different. But I've never been able to put my finger on, and maybe I never will, on why I feel like this. And I'm trying, and my brain feels so frazzled and so confused and torn. I didn't mean to get emotional. Anyway, I think that, as I said, 90-10, I'm absolutely open to the idea. And weirdly, day by day, I am getting more open to it, more excited and more keen. And I think, to wrap this all up, they are feelings that I've had for a very long time, but the fact that I'm even talking about this and open to it and considering it and potentially picturing, never in a million years have I ever before the last month pictured what I would be like pregnant. Last few weeks even, I've never entertained the idea. I've never thought about having a belly. I've never ever thought about birth. And this isn't exaggerating. I just literally have not thought about it. And so the fact that I'm entertaining these ideas makes me feel somewhat more calm and content about the whole situation. And I so desperately want a third for our family. And I know you do. And I appreciate so much what you've already done for our family. And I do totally understand and empathize your lack of desire to carry the third. I get that more than anyone. So it's a very unique situation, but there are a lot of factors that are pushing my 10% desire out to a bit more day by day, but week by week.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel a lot nicer inside, because I have felt it went through a stage of like, what the hell is wrong with me? Why don't I want to carry for so long, for so long, for so long? And then it got to a point where it was like, I'd have all these emotions about other people would kill to carry. And you're just saying, nope, I don't want to, even though you potentially have a perfectly good uterus. And then I didn't have to think about it because you went through it. And then I was like, no, these are my fears around it. And then now I'm just like at a stage where I'm less beating myself up about the whole situation.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's your body, your choice, and you shouldn't be forced, like, nor will I ever force you into thinking or believing in a way. Like, how you feel, I will validate it every single day. No matter if you still go through this and say, I don't want to be pregnant at the end of it all.
Mm.
That's just your body, your choice, and you can't shift, like, I can't force that into any different thinking, and it's not wrong to think that, like I said. And then maybe I'm being band-aided by you because I'm like, no, there's two uteruses. I don't have to if I don't want to either. And yeah. So it's like a savage cycle being in our relationship in a way because, like I say, you get up and do the things that we would do normally together, but I can't physically do it now.
For sure.
And it's just like not resentful. Like I don't have resentment, but I'm like, and I'm stoked that at least one of us gets to still do it. Like I'm happy for you and I'm proud of you every time you get up and at the freaking 5 o'clock alarm, even though it wakes me. But it's just but yeah, at the end of the day, it's our body, our choice, and no woman should feel like they have to do anything in life. It's just personal preference, whether it's pregnant, whether it's whatever, it doesn't matter, it's your choice. And we just gotta trust where the wind blows us and where the third one and however it comes about.
Another thing that potentially has impacted my putting off thinking about it or wanting to is that we were so fortunate enough to be able to do reciprocal IVF. And if you don't know what that is, I went through the egg retrieval process, got my eggs taken out, we made embryos, and Maddie carried my embryo. So our first daughter, Mac, is genetically related to me. And so I'm very fortunate in that position as well that, and now I have a kid who is genetically related to me. She does look like me quite a bit. And so I'm super, super grateful for that. So I'm wondering if in that unique position that has kind of also dictated a little bit of my thinking and decision making and being like, oh, well, like, you know, I don't need to experience it. You've done so well. I've got kids. I'm so lucky. One even looks like me. Like, how cool. How lucky am I?
Like I said, big lesbian. Find a woman, get her pregnant with your embryo, have a child that looks like her and say, I'm a mum. Thank you.
And good night. Well, I hope that I didn't come across too sappy in that. I didn't expect to get emotional. It's just been something that's been on my mind for a really long time. And as I mentioned at the start, I really do not intend to be insensitive towards anyone. This is absolutely 100% personal own experiences. Everyone is in a different boat, but I hope that I've resonated with someone, or at least just it's out there now. There's a episode out there of a lesbian mum who doesn't know if she wants to carry or not.
Like I said, you would definitely not be alone in the way you feel. I think it'd be at least 50% of them out there that feel very similar. But
you
want to
say 50, at least 50 lesbians out there feel like 50, this.
Roughly 50 of them. But no, I'm sure a lot of ear holes are a lot wider after listening to you. So yes, thank you for dishing out the emotions. It's always healthy. It's always good. And thank you everybody for listening. Love you all so much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you all so much for listening today. If you'd like to connect with us and stay up to date with our day-to-day life as well as future episodes, you can do so on our socials at those.2mums. We absolutely love bringing you these conversations each week, so if you love it too, please subscribe and leave us a review. Chat to you all next week. Bye.